Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
That just depends on you. Can still feel all right about that. All those things broke against you, and you still only lost by six. The problem is you still lost by six. And in the process, Denver beat Boston in Boston last night, which means there's now a tie atop the Western Conference standings for first place. And you've got the second half of a back-to-back tonight in Minnesota, where you find yourself as, approximately upon last inspection, a six-point favorite. Now, Minnesota's been a mess. They look like they've mailed it in. I think it's something like eight of their last 10, they've given up 120 or more points tonight. So if Steph and Clay want to get right, tonight's the night to do it. We'll get into all that. But let's start with this. Andrew Bogut, the return, wasn't supposed to play until the home game against the Pacers Thursday. How do you think he looked last night?
He looked good. He looked as good as you would expect a 34-year-old making his NBA debut to look. He didn't play a ton of minutes, but he did the Bogut things that you'll need. Starting 9 seconds in, he sets a screen, illegal screen. It's a foul. He was able to dive to the rim, get a couple of dunks, made some passes, set some screens, blocked a shot. That's what you're looking for from Andrew Bogut. You're not looking for a DeMarcus Cousins kind of 18 and 11 performance. You're looking for 15 to 18, maybe 20 minutes, 3 to 4 fouls, 7 to 9 screens, grab some rebounds. In general, be a disturbing force. You don't look to him to score. You look for him to do the dirty things that not everybody can do.
9 seconds in, he did exactly that. He got called for a foul on a screen 9 seconds into the game. He won the tip and then committed a foul 9 seconds in. It's like he never left.
Right.
It's like he never left. It kind of brought a tear to my eye to see that. I would rather have seen that than not see it, to be honest. It was a great way to start that game.
Yeah, it was. And that's typical Andrew Bogut. You know what makes him. What makes this guy such a unique journeyman that's able to last as long as he had in association is because it's his hard work, his determination, and his physicality. And that's one thing that Andrew Bogut is not going to ever lose, him being physical. And you want to see that by him. It's not the swiftest feet, but this is a guy that is going to go out and going to work hard. He's going to box guys out. He's going to do the right things. He's going to set hard screens. He's going to pass the ball. You saw him last night, like Dibs alluded to, a couple stuffs, had an opportunity to throw the ball down. He did. Guy looks good for 34 years old. Looks like Andrew Bogut is going to help this team. And last night, you think about this guy, hadn't played in this association all year long. He's been playing away, traveling, all the stuff that went with it. And he came out and he played fairly well. You got to say, golly, for the first time this guy back, you got to say that Andrew Bogut played well.
He was in a lousy situation.
Oh,
to be completely honest, think about what he went through. He flew from Australia to the Bay Area on Saturday. Didn't even get a chance to get situated before Steve Kerr was texting him that you need to call me ASAP. They get on the phone together and he's like, Boogie's out. I need you to meet us in San Antonio for the final two games on this road trip. So he goes from Australia to the Bay Area on Saturday. Sunday night, he jumps on a flight from the Bay Area to San Antonio to meet up with the team. You got to figure at that size, at that age, coming off an Australian basketball season, you're probably feeling a little banged up. Who knows where you are in terms of jet lag? And then he's going to start you against LaMarcus Aldridge and the Spurs. And you're going to acquit yourself quite nicely. I mean, 7 points on 3 of 4 shooting, 7 boards, -2 in 19 minutes.
It's a great night.
He's pizza, baby. He's pizza. He's affordable. And do you ever really go wrong with pizza? He did exactly what you wanted last night. He did exactly what you wanted from a signing of the 15th player. Would you still rather have, which Lopez were they going after? Was it Robin Lopez? I don't know which one's in Chicago.
Jennifer Lopez.
Yeah.
I'll take Bogut over any of the various Lopez's,
right,
including both Javi Lopez's, the catcher and the pitcher. Sorry, Hav.
Robin Lopez in Chicago. That was the one. Well, maybe, you know, on the buyout market, this and that. Yeah, I'll take Bogut. I don't need a guy who can play 35 minutes. We need a guy who can do what we saw last night. He looks good. He looks spry. He looks lean. He's moving up and down the court. He didn't seem to be in any pain. Threw a couple down. Got physical. Fit in with everybody. Didn't seem out of place. That's what you're looking for there. I really don't think there's a whole lot more to even dissect at this point. He's probably going to get better as the season goes on once he actually figures out what time zone he's in and can get acquainted with
it. Yeah, and you think about who they may face in the East. 76ers, Embiid. You saw Embiid. Look what he did with Looney. Looney not physical enough. And Looney, great guy, works hard, crashes boards. He got motorboating. So you got to have a bigger guy and a bigger body. And Andrew Bogut, in tough situations, he's going to be a guy that if that series happened, he's going to have to play some very valuable minutes. Without a doubt, he will.
And even beyond the matchups, just the idea of having a guy who can go in there and set those bone-clattering screens like he did. You get into a game where a team's playing very physically against Steph, and they're bumping him every time through the key, or they're harassing Clay. You go to Bogut, you bring him in there, let him commit a couple of hard, good, professional fouls from a 34-year-old. That's the edge, Joe, that this team may need in May and June, because DeMarcus Cousins plays with edge. We know Draymond Green does, but to have another big in there who can play physically and get after the other team a little bit, maybe to the echo of the whistle, there's great value in that as a 15th man.
Tip time tonight, 5 p.m. right here on 95.7 The Game. It's the Warriors at the Timberwolves. The betting is early and often right here. The Warriors opened as a 5.5-point favorite. That's already up to 6.5. Total opened at 225.5. That's already up to 228.5. Hope you made your move. We're 3 points ahead of it based on what we were discussing this morning. We've got to get to that. We've got to get to a new threat emerging in the Western Conference, especially with the way the playoff tree is beginning to shake down. And a question for you. After what you saw last night from Andrew Bogut, should Steve Kerr consider starting him over DeMarcus Cousins? The number's 888-957-9570. 888-957-9570. That is going to be next, brought to you by Fremont Bank. Full service bank, no compromises.
Joe Lowendibs continues on 95.7 The Game.
Oh, my God, get ready for this. First and foremost, welcome to the Money Spot, brought to you by Cache Creek Casino. It's Cache Creek's Year of Fortune. Someone will win $8,888 at 6 p.m. and 9 p.m. every Saturday and Sunday. Visit CacheCreek.com. Now, for a while, we have referred to this segment as the Money Spot. It's about an hour straight where we do content, riveting content, the best content, tremendous content. But we just found out a piece of Money Spot news as we did that read. You've never heard anything like this. I personally guarantee it.
Radio.com Sports. Breaking news. Brought to you by the 2019 Mercedes-Benz A-Class.
All right, hang on, because this story just broke. It's from Jeff Passan at ESPN. Breaking. Star center fielder Mike Trout and the Los Angeles Angels are finalizing a record-breaking 12-year contract worth more than $430 million. Sources familiar with the deal tell ESPN. Don't drive off the bridge. Keep focusing on the road. Keep focusing on the road. People helping people. Everybody love everybody. Jeff Passan, ESPN, Mike Trout and the Angels, close to finalizing a 12-year contract worth $430 million.
Wow.
We just got this news.
Yikes.
React.
I'll react. Thank you. He should send a couple million to Bryce Harper and say, thank you, Bryce Harper. I appreciate you. I love you. You're the man.
Why?
Why? Bryce Harper went out there and he opened his door and mouth, said that he was going to go to Philadelphia, said he was recruiting him. And all of a sudden, let me tell you what the Angels did. Angels said, oh, yeah, you know what I'm going to do? Money talks. That's why when people sit here and you told me to react, I'm reacting because this is just
good
so
reaction.
Hot.
Let it flow, baby.
Let it flow. There's a guy, I'm not going to say any names, that works with us, that all he does is, guys are going to take a discount at times. It ain't going to have some. Yeah, goes to show you, when you put the big money and you blow people out of the water, guys will go where the money goes. And that's a prime example of this guy, $400 and some million. Send Bryce Harper and say thank you. That's what Trout should do, because he got the ball rolling by saying, I'm recruiting him, and he said this.
Well done, because you instantly reacted. You were emotional. You were passionate. You had a great slant there, and you took a shot at Dibs in the process.
I did not say Dibs.
Yeah, but I'm going to go ahead and just go ahead and put some context to it. It was a shot at Dibs. It was a good shot at Dibs. Dibs, you're on the ropes. What do you got?
Well, $35.83 million a year is what the average salary breakdown is for Mike Trout. $35.83, so if you assume that he plays, you know, roughly 140 games, you're talking about that coming down to being about $250,000 per game, and you start to look at how much roughly 200, could that be a million for every four games?
He's going to make a quarter million dollars a game?
Roughly, probably closer to $200,000.
Fine, whatever.
$200,000
number is still astronomical.
We're not trying to get it exact. And you figure a nine-inning game, he gets about $20,000 an inning, and he may not even bat. Up next, Gutierrez, Smith, and Jones. Trout is in the hole. Three up, three down, he doesn't bat. $20,000, coach. You play the outfield, and the pitcher goes three up, three down with ground balls to third. $20,000. So it's good money if you can get it. Lo, you made a good point about Bryce Harper and the thank you card, but ultimately Trout was going to get paid regardless, and he did it with his on-field successes and having one of the greatest seasons in the history of baseball as it pertains to wins over replacement. So a slight nod to Bryce Harper, but this is Mike Trout staying ahead of it, being smart, and also seeing where baseball is going, where these huge deals in the offseason, the hot stove is no longer the hot stove at all. So if Trout can button this up and lock this down, 12-year deal, that pretty much takes care of the rest of his career.
12 years, $430 million for Mike Trout, according to Jeff Passan of ESPN. They're close to finalizing that deal. First and foremost,
my God,
have you ever heard of the country of Tonga?
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Small island country. I'm taking a guess. I really don't know.
It's near Fiji. It's near Samoa.
Is it an island country?
Yes, it is.
Okay, so small island country. Gross domestic product, $426 million. Mike Trout, 12 years, $430 million. Mike Trout is about to sign a contract to play baseball for more money than the gross domestic product of Tonga. In addition, nice guy. Who is Mike Trout's agent?
Craig Landis,
thank you for that. Nicely done, Scott Boris.
Yeah.
If you're Scott Boris and you are Bryce Harper today, how are you feeling? This was supposed to be your summer. Mike Trout is still under contract. They had no reason to negotiate with him for another year. I think
Harper,
he was two more years.
Harper did, got him set up. It's great.
Harper's got to feel like a fool.
Yes.
He just signed a 13-year deal for $330 million. Trout, while still under contract, got 1 year less for $100 million more. If you're Bryce Harper today, I wouldn't want to be the Phillies. You've already got a disgruntled star who hasn't played a game yet.
Let's see what the papers are going to do. I'm guaranteeing Philly, you know who you guys are. Thank you. Thanks for getting this thing done. You should have been quiet and let it just work itself. I guarantee that
one less year on the deal. $100 million more than Bryce Harper, and he was already under contract for, I believe, two more seasons? Does anyone know? Two more seasons of Mike Trout's deal?
Yeah, I believe that's right. Is there an opt-out? That's the only thing I'm looking for. I don't see anything on that. That's what I'm intrigued to find out, if there will be an opt-out.
Well, if there's an opt-out, it'd be for the player, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so what? If he has an opt-out and he chooses to opt-out, he probably thinks he's in a better situation than he currently is.
Then $35.8 million, yeah. You know. So you play a year, and you think, you know what? 35.8 next year. I don't know if that's enough, Lo. I think I'm going to opt out and see if I can't get 40 per annum on the open market. It's crazy money.
$400 million.
No, 430. Don't forget that extra $30 million, which is probably more than the four of us collectively will make between now and the time when we all pass away.
Without a doubt.
So let's not forget that $30 million. It's 430.
But at 30,
for your
you
boy.
Just be in the club. Bands to make you dance. I mean, shoot.
That's California tax money right there.
My goodness.
Another flag. You got to grow that. Rough day for me. Rough day. I can't. I'm. You're still the Angels. Like, you're not going to do anything around. I mean, credit to them for keeping the second coming of Mickey Mantle in their uniform. I still don't know what Mike Trout sounds like. You realize that, right? Baseball now has a guy, according to Jeff Passan of ESPN, who's about to sign a 12-year contract worth more than $430 million, and nobody knows what he sounds like. Some can't even picture what he looks like in their mind. Don't close your eyes right now. What side of the plate does Mike Trout bat from, right? What position does Mike Trout play? That sounds crazy because there are a lot of diehards that are like, Formball, that's an idiotic question. There's a guy who just got 12 years, $430 million. you probably, a lot of you don't know what he sounds like. I don't know what he sounds like. He's an Eagle fan. He's in Philadelphia all the time. I'm still not even sure what he sounds like. I never hear him talk.
And
I don't see him in commercials. I don't know who he dates or what he's into. I don't know anything about the guy, to tell you the truth. I just know he's a hell of a baseball player.
Yeah. And I imagine he's still going to be Eagle fan, say, I'm an Eagle fan through and through, but I got some money out here in Cali. I mean, good for you.
This
good
is incredible. Scott, if you're Scott Boras, Harper should fire you. You should. How is Scott Boras still the best agent in baseball? He just got beat. He had an extra year to Harper's deal, and he got $100 million less than what Harper's got, or than what Trout's guy just got him. Trout still has 2 years left on his deal.
But here's the thing. Think about what the Angels did. Angels were going after, thinking they could go after Harper and them for tampering. You saw that, the article. So it's like, goes to show you, I really believe he incentivized the Angels to say, you know what? He thinks in 2 years or whatever he's going to get to the market, let's blow him out of the water. Let's put it right in his face. Ooh, I love it.
He was already set to make $34 million this season and $34 million next season. Like, Mike Trout was already good. He had 2 years left on a deal that was going to pay $68 million.
He only got a $4 million raise.
Cost of living.
$34 million this year, $34 million next year, and they still are giving him a 12-year deal worth $430 million. Boras came nowhere near that. Like, I don't want to hear any more of this nonsense that Boras is the best agent in baseball. He's clearly not. Wow. Clearly not. He just got worked. If you're Bryce Harper, you didn't even get a full victory lap on that deal.
Right.
I mean, I get that Machado wasn't going to get the full victory lap. Harper was still out there, but
what do you do, though? You're in a situation, you only got a four, if you think about it, and he's like, okay, I'm just getting bumped up four more years, $4 million a year, but I got my
12 with an extra 10 years on that.
And that's what Jeff Passan's reporting, that the Angels will tack on 10 years to the final 2 years of the deal. So to Joe's point, it's 34 and 34. And then you tack on the 10 years, so the new contract is basically worth about $358 million over 10, tacked onto the two that you have remaining. But if you're Bryce Harper, the only solace that you can take from all of this is the fact that you're not as good as Mike Trout. And I don't know if as an agent, you can go to your client, because you know Bryce calls Boras today and says, yo, Scott, $100 million? Really, bro? Really? And Boras will say, that's a clown question. And then he'll go on to say, well, you know, Trout's a little bit better of a player than you, and that's just the bottom line.
And he's going to say, and you helped him. If I'm the agent, I get in front of him and say, dude, hey, Harps, look what you did
Harps.
For him. Hey, Harps, Harpy. I'm going to play the game.
Is that what they call him? You think he's known as Harps?
Hey, Harps, hey, buddy, what's up, man? Hey, bud, you need to call your boy and tell him thank you because you got him paid, brother. You played a game. You beat him at his own game. He's like, oh, he better call you. Did he send you some flowers? Do something like that because you're done.
Send some black roses.
Right.
Enjoy that pittance, $330 million you signed for in Philadelphia. Let me know how that New Jersey humidity feels come July.
Meanwhile, Trout's out there chilling.
You broke
in the
loser.
Trout's chilling in the OC, and he doesn't have to worry about the fact that nobody knows what he sounds like or nobody sees him in October.
No,
they've made the playoffs one time in his eight seasons as a player, yet he's posted the highest wins over replacement by any player through his age 26 season in the history of the game. So individually, he's among the best players to ever play the game, and you don't make the playoffs. So he hasn't really faced that October pressure. And down in L.A., as you know, Lo, the Angels are largely an afterthought, much like the Clippers and much like the Rams were historically. Those are L.A.'s, quote, second team. So you don't have the pressure to win. You don't really have to sweat what's going to happen if you don't make the playoffs. Just go out there and dominate, and now you're making the most money of any athlete in the history of sports. It's good to be Trout right now.
Breaking news in the last 15 minutes. Jeff Passan of ESPN. Mike Trout and the Angels are in the process of finalizing a record-breaking 12-year contract worth more than $430 million. Dibs did some digging. Trout has $68 million left on his current deal. There's two more seasons at $34 million a pop. So they added 10 years and $358 million to the deal.
Roughly $430 minus $68, which would be $452. So, $462. 12 years and $362. So basically $36 million a year going forward.
Now, a lot of people asking from the 707 on the Chilton Auto Body text line, does that mean that the agent is getting $64 million? it's impossible to answer that right now because in baseball, the player negotiates the percentage with the agent. In football, it's 3% across the board. If you are an NFL agent, you are getting 3% of NFL contracts. That's what that is. I'm not sure exactly how they do it in the NBA. I know in baseball, the player and the agent work together on it. So it's basically, I might give you 4%, I might give you 10. I find it hard to believe that the agent's going to get $64 million on this. Great job, don't get me wrong. The product kind of sells itself a little bit, and with Harper out there getting $330 million, Trout's clearly worth more. So I don't know. If I'm Trout, I don't know, I'll throw you $10 million maybe? I mean, I think that's still a pretty good day at the office.
Basketball agents get way more. I think it's 10% or even higher. Some of them, because they don't know. You know, I'm positive it's higher than football, without a doubt.
Football's the worst. Yeah, it's 3%. It's the worst of all the sports.
It is the worst. So, but baseball, once you sign the contract, even if the player fires you, he's getting this guaranteed. He signed that contract. The agents got them. They're getting their money. He's done. Those agents, when you're making that kind of money, Coach. 5 to 10% of the 35 million.
If I'm Trout's agent, you can't reach me for content. I'm gone. It's at the end of my career.
Give
over.
Me the NFL 3%, which 3% of $430 million is $12.9 million. So even if he only quote unquote gets the NFL 3%, he still walks with 13 large, which is pretty good for just hey Mike, go ahead and sign on page 5.
Someone from the 925 for the next 10 years, Trout will earn $50,351 for every plate appearance. $50,000 a plate appearance.
That's not bad.
Can we talk about something else?
Go ahead and drill.
I don't know. I
drill
can't
me
get,
in the
this,
ribs with numbers. A 96 mile an hour fastball for $50,000.
You do that?
I'd take one at bat, one pitch. If you know it's coming and you can get that half turn.
Aroldis Chapman.
I'll take it for 50 large.
Yeah, just curious.
Yeah. Hey, could you tell him to throw a slider instead of the 101 mile an hour fastball?
You're getting the gas.
It's got to be below the shoulders, though. I won't take it above the neck.
Not the head. I agree with that. No neck, no head. It's coming right to the body. Now, if you turn fast enough, you can take it in the side or the back. But if you don't, you might take it right in the gut.
Yeah. I'd rather have it in the gut than in the rib. That, at 101, you're shattering your rib, Coach.
Coach, I got
Mike break dibs in half. He's looking pretty frail.
Coach, I got so much blubber that it's going to take more than 101 to cut through this fat.
Say blubber.
Good morning, honey.
There's no blubber on the rib, Coach. There's no fat there.
Not for an athlete like yourself.
Don't make me show you my rib blubber.
You got rib. You can't see your ribs?
Coach, I mean, I got rib fat.
Really? That's interesting. Now,
are you under the impression you're talking with Michael Phelps?
And someone was actually reminding me earlier this weekend about how you were fat shaming me last week. They're like, yeah, you know, people think that you give Lowe a hard time, but he fat shames you all the time. I was like, you know what? I forgot about that.
He does that a lot to people around here.
Met people at the Spartan race from Trubeck Construction who said they loved the show. And I said, give me a criticism. I love it when people talk about what they enjoy. We have a pretty good feel of what they enjoy. Give me a criticism.
Yeah.
Guy looks at me and he goes, get on Lowe more. Give Lowe more grief. And I was like, that's odd because there are constantly meetings about Lowe's feelings and treating Lowe better and nicer and Lowe gets sad and Lowe needs to be propped up. And he was like, no. And lots of people say that. Dibs and I have asked that to a lot of people.
Oh, really?
They're like, you don't give it to Lowe hard enough. He's too much trolling from him.
Wow. That's what the fan.
You're viewed at Chilton Model Body text line 95795. Nicer or meaner to Lowe Neal? What do you want? You guys can program the show today.
Please.
Alex Trout's got $430 million.
Seriously.
Yeah.
It runs 50-50 in my world. Some people say, oh, you're too hard on the big fella. Other people are like, I can't believe you give him so many free passes.
Oh, my God. I really don't come at you, I mean, hard. I give you a lot of layups. I mean, at times when we go to, I get a lot of 10-8 rounds at times when I'm just calcium. But I really don't come personally. I don't do a lot of personal attacks, do I?
So, no, Lowe, I can't see my ribs, okay?
Okay, but that was...
I haven't seen my ribs since 1997, cross-country.
Don't feel shame with that. You're not alone. It's okay.
He tries, but let me get myself a...
Oh, my God. What do we do?
Wow.
Because usually we have this show pretty well scripted. We know what we want to get into. There's this Warrior game. There's a ton of Warrior content. And then that wide receiver question about the Niners. But I'm sitting here staring at a report from Jeff Passan of ESPN telling me that the Angels and Mike Trout are about to finalize a 12-year contract worth more than $430 million. I don't know what to do. I'm honest. This isn't shtick. I don't know what to do. I've never seen anything like this. No one told us this was coming. We didn't have a chance to prepare for this. He had 2 years left on his deal and ended up getting $100 million more than the free agent of all free agents in Bryce Harper. Think about that for a second. Harper had the open market at his disposal to play capitalism at its finest. This guy was under control for two more years. So you didn't even have to consider a new deal for at least a year. And yet they still went ahead and gave him $430 million over 12.
I'll tell you,
that's $100 million more than Harper got for one less year.
And I'll tell you right now, if you're here in the Bay, this is where San Francisco Giants should have totally overpaid for Harper. This is one of those things that you look at now and you say, wow, that organization down there in L.A., like you said, what does he sound like? What does he look like? What side of the bat does he hit from? All the different things that you laid out so great, Joe. And now, at least when you think about a Giant team that's went from, the, you know, from being – went from sugar to you know what, you think about it, though, that's why you overspend for certain players. And yeah, Harper's not saying that he's just all that in a bag of chips, even that he's not worth the money that he's got. But this is why you overpay for certain guys. And Harper would have been a prime example that you overpay for, because it puts butts in the seats, and those are things you can't replace.
Yeah, I can't get behind this. I love Mike Trout. Mike Trout's awesome. Mike Trout is Mickey Mantle. He's incredible, but I can't get behind this. One injury, something could happen to him that is completely not his fault. What if he's trying to get home from the game and some idiot drunk crashes in there?
Oh, God.
There are so many things that can derail this plan right here. I like the idea of diversifying the portfolio more. I honestly do. I'm sorry, but if he's getting $38 million a year, I can get, what, three guys at $13 million a year? That can help. Or I can get two guys at $18, $19 million a year. That could help. I like that idea a little bit more, to be honest with you. It's not a knock on him. It's just, so what's next for the Angels? They already have a ton of money still going to Pujols, who's turning 39 if he isn't already.
10-year, $240 million deal was what that was from the outset. And the other one was the Josh Hamilton 5-year, $125 million deal. So if you're Trout, you probably saw this coming, because the Angels have given out these monster contracts that have gone bad on them before. Maybe they're trying to get it right this time with Trout, but Artie Moreno, he's shown a willingness to open up the pocketbook, and they've got a new $3 billion TV deal that's about to hit. So the Angels feel like they've got the money to spend. But I'm interested too, Joe, as you look at the back 6 years of this contract, will Mike Trout still be at that point a $36 million a year player?
You two. This is the point in time in the show where it just kind of irks me when you guys even say anything about this. When you say, oh, I'm disappointed in this.
Hold on one sec. Hold on. I want to unplug my headphones so I don't have to hear any of this.
No.
I'll translate.
Okay, continue.
I want you to hear this. And you don't say you unplug your headsets? How dare you, Joe?
But here's something? I can't hear you.
No. Let me finish. Dibs, you're going to put your headsets back on right now. This is radio.
Everyone's headsets are off.
You guys,
no one's listening. Someone's going to have to alert us via text message. I'll watch the text line. Let me know when Lowe's done talking.
Yeah, I'll check the Twitter
text
feed.
Line, please, text line. Let them know that Lowe is being very rational and he's being the most astute in this situation. What happens if the owner dies? How much money do you think he's making? How much does he have? If he's willing to write the check, why are you guys over here complaining about it? This is a multi. So what does he have in his pocket? What is he making? So it's a situation where he understands this guy can help him not just win, but put butts in the seat. He sells jerseys. The owner ain't going to give him this guy if he don't think that he's not getting a return. These guys don't do business like that. He's not a multi-gazillionaire for a reason. They are. That's why they are. And for you to think that they don't have the money and you're looking at it like that, I get what you're saying, but think about
Do you get what I'm saying, Lo? All I'm saying is, you look at the long-term deals in Major League Baseball and the contracts that have been signed for upwards of $250 million, and for every five contracts, four of them have been failures and albatrosses down the road, or albatri. I'm not sure what the plural of albatross is. I'll go with both and hopefully be right. Ballpark. You look at this deal, and it's 12 years, and you can't help but wonder the last 4 or 5 years of the deal, which, by the way, will cost upwards of $150 million alone. You can't help but wonder if that's going to be a bad deal down the road.
I still have my headset off, but I saw that everyone's lips stopped moving, so I'm just going to read off the Chilton Autobody text line. Don't bother putting them back on.
Wow.
Lowe still blabbing. Make it stop. He's literally making no sense. Fullback tantrum. Give him the ball, coach. He's still going. Blah, blah, blah. Shut him up.
Wow.
Lowe is a moron.
Wow.
All right, that's me. No name calling.
I just can't believe it, though.
I think I have to put the headset back on. It seems like the show is getting out of control.
But, Joseph, these guys are making plenty of money.
I can't hear you with my headset.
Put your headsets back on.
Joseph!
Jody!
Joe!
Okay, I'll leave you with this. Because we'll probably go back to Bogut. You guys can program the show. Chilton Autobody Text Line 95795. Do you want us to get back to Bogut? Do you want us to get us to tonight's game on Minnesota? The basketball conversation, the football conversation at wide receiver, or Mike Trout getting Jeff Bezos money in order to continue playing for the Angels?
And
biggest winner here outside of Trout?
Yeah.
Biggest winner here outside of Trout? Paul Goldschmidt's going to be a free agent next year. I was just looking at the list of free agents for next year. All those dudes have to be licking their chops. Now, they're not going to surpass this deal, but anybody trying to sign Xander Bogaerts next year, Paul Goldschmidt, they've got to be thinking. Like, the Cardinals traded to get Paul Goldschmidt. They got 1 year. They were probably thinking, we can convince them St. Louis is a great baseball town, then we can re-sign them. Now you see that number out there. You got to be figuring, I don't know about this. Harper getting $330 and Trout now getting $430 million over 12 years.
Ain't nobody coming close to that, though, Joe.
Right, but you're still going to have to pay quite a bit. It did reset the market. It doesn't mean Goldschmidt's getting more than Trout, but how do you offer Paul Goldschmidt $250 million?
And it reset the years is what it did, too, because these guys are getting these massively long, long deals. So if you're Paul Goldschmidt, you're saying, hey, give me 8 years and $300 million or 10 years and $300 million, which would be 30 years per season. That's the kind of money that you're going to have to pay for these sluggers, these guys who are proven. And Goldschmidt is one of them. He was playing in the California League about the same time that Mike Trout was when I was covering these teams. And you saw Altuve, who was playing in the league, and you could see these guys were stars then. They've become stars now, and that's what the going rate is now, $30 million a year for these guys.
From PFT commenter on Twitter, Blake Bortles has made Los Angeles a premier destination for elite athletes.
Wow.
Blake Bortles now the backup quarterback for the Rams. He's going to be backing up Jared Goff. If you're the Niners, are you worried about that?
If you're Jared Goff, are you worried about it? Is there a quarterback controversy?
957-9570. Do you think they'll actually have a quarterback controversy in L.A.?
And what does this do to the former Foothill High quarterback, Sean Mannion, who was the backup? Is he now on the outside looking in? Or is it a three-way battle
now
in L.A.?
Now that the boat has docked in L.A., Mannion's probably on his way out the door, unfortunately. The boat's not there to compete for the backup job. He's getting the backup job.
The boat. Blake the Boat Bortles?
Blake Bortles, a.k.a. the boat.
The boat.
Not the goat. He's the boat.
Oh, how funny. Is it an acronym?
First time you're hearing that?
Yes.
I actually don't know. I just see so many people constantly hashtagging him as boat. I found it funny, and I really don't even know why.
Is he because he's the bummiest of all time? B-O-A-T?
Could be. I think it's partially a play on Bortles. I think
gotcha.
You probably have a B-O-A and T in there as well. Now that I think B-O-R-T-L-E-S. No, there's no A.
That backfired on me.
Yeah. I don't know what the reason is, but I do find it funny. Look at us. We are just a mess.
That's a lot of money. Are you more for this guy getting that type of money, worrying about his back end, or Roger Goodell making over $44 million a year?
I think it's apples and oranges. It's like talking about the CEO and what he makes and then the head chef at a restaurant. You can't compare the two.
They're both in a sport, so I'm just trying to they're both in kind of management or playing a sport. And just like if the guy of Apple.
Goodell's more valuable. He's far more valuable. He's a punching bag for the owners, but I mean, what's wrong with the NFL right now? Anything? Is anything wrong? Did anything see what happened with Tyreek Hill on Friday? What he's accused of now? Whatever. Is anyone going to do anything about it? 3-year-old kid with a broken arm. He's linked to it. No one knows how this is going to play out, but it's an awful story. It's
awful.
A terrible story.
Awful.
What's going to happen? Is anything going to happen? Is anyone going to actually do anything about it? Probably not. NFL's doing fine. They got a massive TV deal. ESPN's trying to get back in with them. Everyone's trying to buy rights. I've been doing a ton of studying on like that deal when Fox jumped in and grabbed the NFC back in the early 90s. You need the NFL to survive. You need it. And they know that. If you are you are willing to so far and away overpay for NFL rights, knowing you might lose money on it, just to be associated with it because it means that much for your brand. If you don't have an NFL package in some way, shape, or form, you're irrelevant. Who right now doesn't have an NFL package? ABC. ABC. Anyone watch ABC for anything anymore? Mm. What, like The Bachelor and The Bachelorette? Is that on ABC? All right. So those are popular. But ABC, if you're sports fans, do you watch anything on there? Now, granted, they kind of have a package because they're under the Disney umbrella. So is ESPN, and ESPN has Monday Night Football. But by and large, you are not a legitimate player in the TV game if you don't have an NFL package, and they know that. Goodell has taken revenue through the roof. He's got all these international games cooking. He figured out the Raiders situation. Yeah. All right. So they couldn't get a stadium, so we'll put him in Las Vegas. Everyone's excited about that. There is a team back in L.A. There's actually two there. They're getting a new stadium. Taxpayers are still footing the bill for a lot of this. I mean, give me the downside to the NFL right now. Goodell's making $44 million. Everyone wants to clown on him. That's part of his job. Yeah. He needs to look like the clown so the owners don't, because the owners are the billionaires. He'll be a billionaire eventually, but he's doing more than anyone else is. Any player can be replaced. Mike Trout can leave, and we can remember him fondly forever, but what's he really going to do? He can't even get the team to the playoffs.
But he's the
one. That's what's so absurd about the deal. One player cannot take you to the playoffs in baseball.
Totally agree.
But I'd rather give Steph $40 million for what I get there than I would $38 million to Trout.
And I totally agree with you again. But I'm just saying, but what is Trout doing for the owner? He's still putting butts in his seat and makes that product worth watching because of a guy. So I get it. The owner's making the money, and he understands. You're right. He could be replaced. Roger Goodell could be replaced. You look at, you know, Tim Cook, the owner of Apple, the CEO. You don't think those people think that they're more valuable? But in that person, if it's still going to go on, but they're still making all this huge amount of money. I get what you guys are saying, but I'm just saying it's like that in everywhere. You haven't seen guys or individuals getting paid, and you're like, wow, how could this be happening? Tim Cook's making all this money. You think, is he really making all the necessary decisions? Is there people under him that do a great job? Just like with anything, with baseball, Trout's getting this money. Harper's getting all this money. Like, yeah, these guys are way overpaid. The owners seem to be, you know what? It's about, I understand you guys are so about winning, but it's the illusion. We live in a world, man, that's full of illusions. And people say, godly, give me my illusion. Give me my fandom. Give me whatever. Get this guy in. And I don't care. And I'm still going to go. And that's the whole thing. That's why I'm like, the Giants, you make these moves at situations because it's the illusion that you're doing well. It's every single walk of life that we sit here and we talk about money. It's on every. It's not just sports. It's workforce. It's everything,
right,
guys.
But if you're the Giants, you think that the illusion of your ballpark and the allure of your brand is strong enough to where you don't need to make a desperate play to bring in Bryce Harper, so you don't overpay for him, realizing that ultimately what's going to attract the most people is a return to success and winning. So if you're Farhan Zaidi and the Giants, you figure we bite the bullet for a year, maybe two, we can rebuild this from the bottom up. And all the while, the ballpark, Buster Posey, Madison Bumgarner, those pieces are still going to put butts in the seat. So it's not the same thing, in my opinion, of the need for Bryce Harper in San Francisco.
Payless, no, they know they're going to beat Nike, bro. But they stay in business because they just want to compete, and that's just what they lose. It's no different than ballplayers, guys. It's a product. So you guys really don't fall for the illusion. It's smoke. The devil, the biggest thing he ever did is make sure he doesn't. You don't think he exists? We do certain things, and we do it, and we think, oh, here. I play less certain things. Adidas, some of those things will never get to Nike. But you know what? They're still making money. They're still making money. They're not getting championships. Reebok's not getting necessarily championships. And it's the same with these players. You look at them as a commodity, a parachute. Because people don't care. Then in the whole scheme of things, you don't really care about them. You look at them and say, man, can that guy put butts in a seat? And the owner understands that. And that's what it's about. It's giving people the illusion that you know your team is going to compete and you're going to put guys and butts in a seat. That's what I think this game's
about.
That's
what it's about for some, not all. Some people want to win. The Yankees and the Red Sox want to win. They want to win.
You're
the
right.
Marlins don't want to win. The A's kind of want to win, but the A's are about turning a profit and taking advantage of the luxury tax.
Right.
So it depends on who you talk about. You're making a great point, but that's not everyone. There are some teams that really want to win. There are some teams that want to turn a profit. There are some teams that are trying to figure out a way to do both. The key is to figure out how you can make lots of money while also winning. That's where the Giants are so jammed up right now, because they've been printing money, but they signed so many bad contracts that in order to win – they have to get unglued from the mess they've created for themselves. And they can do that in the next couple of years, but it's going to take some time. But you're right. Okay. Trout can put butts in the seats and sell a ton of jerseys, and that team can lose, but they can still be profitable. Sure. But is that what the owner wants? If you're the owner of that team, is that what you want? If that's what you want, fine. But I would be of the belief I would rather be John Henry in Boston, where my whole thought process is I'm going to spend a ton of money and I also want to win. And if I spend all this money and you don't give me a return on this investment, your rear end's out the door, and I'm bringing the next guy in. That's what happened with the switch from Ben Cherington to Dave Dombrowski, general manager. Cherington was setting everything up and acquiring assets and getting them aligned properly. And, you know, things fell apart in the locker room when the guys were playing video games in August when they were out of contention. So they fired him, and they brought in Dombrowski, and Dombrowski immediately just traded off every asset and spent a ton of money. He didn't do anything special. Anybody could have done that. Anybody could have traded away the farm to bring in, almost literally trading away the farm system,
right,
to bring in star players. That's what they did. Chris Sale, all that stuff. And what did they get for it? A championship. So in hindsight, no one's going to look at Dombrowski and say he did a poor job. I don't know. The giant plan seems to be right now, and it's smart, be linked to all these names, right? Make it look like you're in there so people are excited. But the reality is you're not closing, which for one reason or another, that's something for you to figure out. And then move forward with what you've got now and eventually try to get it back up to speed. They should be lucky enough to get some leeway from the fan base because they delivered three titles in recent memory. I mean, that it's so fast that people forget about what they did. What do you want to do? You want to win every year? That's not how it works. There are fan bases that never go to the playoffs. Imagine being a sports fan in Detroit. What do you get? What do you get right now? The Lions never go anywhere.
You're right.
The Lions do absolutely nothing. The Red Wings gave you this phenomenal run, but they're on hard times. The Tigers are a mess, and the Pistons are they kind of got hot here. They've stumbled the last few nights out, but they're going to get in the playoffs, and maybe they make a little bit of noise, but that's it. If you're a fan of Detroit sports, you don't. What do you have? You're not spending money and you're not winning. Like, you're not getting anything there.
And I think, Joe, to your point, when you're just sitting here talking about it, that's why the Giants, they were winning. When they're winning, everything was good. Business is good, even if you're not winning, but as long as you're competing. They kept all the coaches, kept all the recruit, all that stuff stays the same. You're scouting, and all of a sudden you lose. What happened? They went out and brought in Farhan. That shows. You look at Detroit. Detroit changed coaches like you change your shoes. And why? Because why did they do it, though? It's not that. Is it the winning, or is it the illusion to say, reason why I'm changing coaches, because this guy's going to give us a better chance. And what does that do? It instantly sparks the fans to come back to the park. That's why this move, overhauling teams. What does companies do? CFOs, and they're not performing. They'll let, if you're okay being average, a little bit more than average, they stay in office. All of a sudden, the bottom line starts breaking. They boom. And what do they do? A new campaign.
Stock price goes down,
absolutely.
The whole thing.
Absolutely. It's the same type of game. That's all I'm saying.
It's more than just the illusion, though. And I think what Joe's saying is a good point, especially as it pertains to the Giants, because they're not just trying to do it with smoke and mirrors. They're trying to make changes to win, in the long term. And Joe's right about the fans should give them a little bit of a pass in these down years, but it's one thing to give a team a pass, and it's another thing to not show up. And I think
they give them a pass, though. They're giving them a pass because they decided to reboot. If you were just competing, if you were winning 93 games, would we be having this same conversation? I don't think we would.
Well, you wouldn't be stripping it down to the same level you would.
That's all I'm
but
saying.
The fact that you are winning 70 games and you're over under this year is, I think, 73, 74, because that's your expectation level. The fans know that, and they can only be so invested if you're not bringing in stars. You're missing out on Bryce Harper, and you're missing out on all these big moves, and you look at your outfield, and you've never heard of any of the outfielders, and you're banking on a Rule 5 guy and Drew Ferguson to make an impact. You know it's going to be a bit of a tough year.
Lost in all of this, Jeff Passan with the story. Does ESPN just own the sports news cycle now? You've got Schefter on the NFL, Woj on the NBA, and Passan, ever since coming over there, is getting like every legitimate MLB story. There were the MLB reporters who were just reporting every piece of garbage. Like every time Bryce Harper had a bowel movement, it was indicative of where he might sign in the coming days. You know, a new team was interested because the bowel movement was a little bit more solid than the previous bowel movement. So now a mystery team had emerged. A mystery team had emerged.
Yeah.
But that was all they were able to gravitate to. We all know who those guys were. Passan is landing every big story. Passan's like all the stars are over there just breaking every story now.
Reports of ESPN's demise may be premature. As we see what they've done to SportsCenter, how they stripped that thing bare, and it seemed like there's so many more challengers, The Athletic, Radio.com, all these other strong outlets now trying to surge at ESPN. But you're right, between Woj, Schefter, as we like to call him in this program, and Jeff Passan, those are three of the big titans in the big three.
I think there are just three elements to this that people want, and sometimes we find a way to overcomplicate everything. Number one, people want to watch sporting events. Number two, people want to hear about sporting events. And number three, people want to know about the news regarding those sporting events. That's it. There's your formula. They can break news, show games, and talk about games. I mean, we don't really need to go too much further than
that. No,
you don't need to dress it up all that creatively. You really just, there you go. Talk about the games, talk about what's happening in the games, and show the games.
Look at the top 10 telecasts ratings-wise of 2018, Joe. And if you look at the list, there are a grand total of 7 of the top 10 are some sort of sporting event. Super Bowl postgame is number 2, NFC Championship, NFC Playoff are your top 4. Then you get to This Is Us, which was the highest rated non-sports show, Winter Olympics opening ceremony, college football championship game, and the AFC divisional playoff. Those are all top 10. Only the Roseanne debut and the Oscars were the other programs that even cracked the top 10. So to your point about watch sports, talk about sports, and see highlights about sports, this is all you need to know about the biggest programs in America. Mm.
Roseanne was hot for a minute. Then she took to Twitter and tanked that for everybody.
She blew that one up.
Hey, teach the kids. Be smart about social media, kids. All right, so let's revisit this conversation from yesterday, right? Based on the news we got a little over a half hour ago, Jeff Passan, ESPN, Mike Trout and the Angels finalizing a deal that will give Trout a 12-year deal worth more than $430 million. Insanity. $100 million more than Bryce Harper for one less year. $100 million more for one less year. And Trout wasn't a free agent like Harper. He still had 2 years left on his deal. The whole thing is just unfathomable to me. It's going to take me days to be able to process this. Mike Trout, for as great as he is, has had 15 career postseason at-bats. 15 career postseason plate appearances. That's what he's got to date, right? And good luck with this deal getting them any closer. Mike Trout was already going to play this year. This money that was spent, it's not going to get you any closer to the playoffs, right? So you're still in a division where Houston's absolutely loaded. The A's are coming off a 90-plus win season, and by all accounts, should be a solid baseball team this year, right? You know the Yanks and the Red Sox are going to be in it when we're talking about the wild card. You know Cleveland's going to be in it. So that's what you're dealing with if you're the Angels. Now let's revisit the idea, after watching Artie Moreno spend $430 million on Trout, of Joe Lacob giving Clay Thompson a max deal. Does that even mean anything anymore? Trout can't deliver a title. Trout can't. I mean, 15 career plate appearances. This isn't what this is designed to do. Now he's going to try to make this contentious. I understand, but let's revisit that now.
Let's.
Doesn't the idea of a max deal for Clay Thompson seem like nothing in the wake of this?
It's always seemed like nothing in the wake of what they have spent on players and what they're spending on Chase Center and what they're standing to make back from Chase Center. You saw yesterday with the first of their reveals, Metallica and the San Francisco Symphony are going to open up the building, I believe, in September.
September 6th, I think, is the date. Tickets are going on sale today, I believe.
It's a monster performance to start out what is going to be a money-making venue. So I don't look at this in terms of what the Angels paid Mike Trout as far as it pertains to what Clay Thompson could, should, or might get. I look at what Lacob and Goober have already spent on this product, on that arena, on their business model. So yes, in light of that, against that backdrop, giving Clay Thompson the max isn't that big of a deal. I simply said, and I stand by this contention, you may want to clear your throat over there, Giggles, is that we will see. We will see if Clay Thompson gets the max or if they offer less than the max. I don't think it's a fait accompli because, Lo, did they give Mike Trout the max? Did the Angels give him the max?
That's a good question.
Did they, Lo?
Well, it's very simple, Dibs.
Did they?
They gave him more than
did they?
Any player higher? Yes. Is any player got more
No,
than
they
him?
Didn't give him the max because
anybody,
there is no max.
Has anyone got any higher than him? But here's the deal. The difference is there is a max in the NBA. Is there a max? Ha, ha, ha. Hot chucklehead, is there a max in the NBA? Yes or no? Is there? Is there? Answer the question, Dibs. Is there a max in the NBA? No. Ask him.
Okay. Let's do this.
But
this is where we drag the conversation down in the mud. We completely lose sight of the topic, and we just start fighting over little nuanced pieces of a talking point that don't really matter to what we're trying to
get. He started it.
Okay, you're right.
No,
okay,
I know. Was it?
Did I start it? Honestly.
It doesn't matter because it's happening again.
I'm going to bring this back.
Bring it.
Yes, now, he didn't get the max because there is no max.
Thank you. I rest my case.
You don't rest your case. You actually make a horrible point for your case. They didn't have to give him $430 million. They had 2 years left on the deal. They could have offered him 40. They could have offered him Harper's deal. You could have gone to him right now and said, we'll give you $1 million more than Harper. So you'll be the highest paid player in baseball. We'll put less years on it, and you have 2 years left on your deal. We'll take care of you like that. They didn't do that. You know what Artie Moreno said? We love you so much. You mean so much to this team, even though you've only ever had 15 career postseason at-bats. We're going to make you by far and away, without even considering it in any mathematical equation possible, the richest player in the history of pro sports in America. That's what they did. And you're talking about Joe Lacob taking one of the best defensive players in the game, one of the most important and popular members of the community, and in a situation where he doesn't have to worry about a non-salary cap league. He's got a cap. It's a reasonable number, all things considered with the new building, that Lacob should go in and lowball him. That's what you're suggesting. So, no, you weren't making a good point that he didn't give him the max. There is no max. It was a way to try to drag the conversation down to the mud. Now that we're back to where we are, the fact that you're trying to cheap it out on Clay, who's delivered three titles, Trout's delivered very little. He delivers bottom-line revenue, but he's had 15 career postseason at-bats.
You're right.
So if you don't build around him, he's utterly worthless on the baseball diamond.
Well, thanks, Joe.
So why don't you want to just give him the max deal? Why do you still want to cheap out on him?
I don't think it's cheaping out on him when you can give him a fair contract that is market value, and it's not necessarily the absolute max because you know that he can't get that much money from other teams. So you don't have to give a guy who, if KD stays, he's your third best player. Do you really need to give him $40 million a year? No, you don't. You can find a number that is more than any other team can offer and less than the max that still compensates him fairly. So I don't think we have to rush head over heels to just throw the max at him and be afraid of alienating him. I don't think that that is the way that you have to proceed with these negotiations.
Well, let me just get legal. You are listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1, KGMZ San Francisco, a radio.com sports station. Jump right back in.
Yeah, with all due respect, I understand what Dibs is saying, but I think it's just a very, very shallow side of looking at things when you think about the what just happened in baseball. And he's higher than anybody by over $100 million. So yeah, we understand that there's no cap in baseball, so they can pay him whatever. But he is the highest paid. In basketball, there is a cap and there's a max. So he's a max player. And so when you look at it like that, I'm saying you should. And I think the way that you laid it out, you're saying when you look at Lacob and him, they put the money into the stadium and all the stuff that they have done to create this atmosphere. God, they need to worry about that. Well, you can have a stadium, and Darwin's law, you know, body at rest tends to stay at rest. Body in motion tends to stay in motion. So you could have that beautiful stadium, and if those guys aren't in their stadium playing, guess what? No one's going to come and watch it. No one's going to be in there. So you got to realize the product merits the people to come out there. So if you have guys like Steph and Clay that are there, then you're going to have more people that want to show up to watch certain players play. So if you just say, I'm getting lesser guys and cheaper guys and I can do that and let him leave the door, then you're mistaken because
we really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.